The Czech Republic were sadly unable to make home advantage pay at the Ice Hockey World Championships in Prague and Ostrava, where they failed to pick up a medal. The hosts notched up a brilliant 5-3 win over Finland in the quarterfinals, but faced a far tougher challenge in the semis in the form of the mighty Canada. And Jaromír Jágr and co. were simply no match for the Canucks, who beat them 2-0 in Saturday's game on their way to winning the tournament in spectacular style. Home fans hoped for some consolation in the game to decide third place against the USA on Sunday, but they were sorely disappointed. Indeed, the Czechs lost 3-0 in what captain Jakub Voráček described as the worst defeat of his career. So where did it all go wrong for Vladimír Růžička's men? Experienced defenseman Jan Hejda said he and his teammates ought to have kept cooler heads.
We were impatient in the last two games. There was plenty of fighting spirit. We thought we'd win it in the first 10 minutes. But then when we conceded, it rattled us and we couldn't get back into the game. It seems to me that we didn't play enough as a team. Everybody was trying too hard, and that caused mistakes.
Immediately after Sunday's defeat to the Americans, Jaromír Jágr announced he was retiring from international hockey. The 43-year-old made the declaration a year ago, the same declaration after the Worlds in Belarus. But this time his decision really did sound final.
I'm just not up to it anymore. I can give my all, but it's time to move on. If the championship hadn't been at home, I wouldn't have played. The fans were one reason I came back. My dad also wanted me to play. Martin Rutschinski also encouraged me. We played together at national level as 16-year-olds, and who can say they've played with another player for 25 years? That would have been unique, but he got injured, unfortunately.
Nevertheless, in persuading Jágr to return, Rutschinski performed a great service. Despite his age, the forward was the Czechs' most productive player at the tournament, with 6 goals and 3 assists. Soccer and the two clubs promoted to the top flight last season have gone right back down. Hradec Králové and ČSK Budějovice are tied at the foot of the table on 22 points after defeats to Slovan Liberec and Baník Ostrava respectively at the weekend. Those results left them 8 points behind third from bottom Liberec with only 2 rounds to go. At the top of the table, second place Sparta Prague have tried to keep the pressure on Viktoria Plzeň with a 5-2 win over Slovácko. But the defending champions still trail Plzeň by 3 points, and the West Bohemians need just 3 from their remaining 3 games to lift the title. They can do that as soon as Monday evening when they take on Jihlava at home. That's after the recording of our programme. And that's all the sports news for today.